This is Twit.
Called CalcBot. And it is exactly what it sounds like. CalcBot. It is a calculator. But before we get into it, just look at this cute little icon for CalcBot. It's like, hello, I am CalcBot.
Meep.
I would like to give you an equation. Please enter things. Okay, so CalcBot is, I don't know why it's telling me how to do this. So it's a calculator, and it's obviously something that can support, complex stuff. Right? Why can't I think of the kind of calculator? Scientific calculator. However. So, if you're like 5 times 3, okay, there we go. All right. So I already had something in there. So it was like 85. So 3 times, okay. That's all very easy and fine and good. Now I can go through my history and see, some calculations that I've already performed. You can star something. If, for example, I don't know. Are you like a math nerd? Are you taking a bunch
of math? I love math. I wasn't a mathlete like you. But...
Well, I'm. You know that was a lifetime ago. But if you're making some calculations and it is something that was some sort of a complicated string and it's something that you think you're going to have to recall later, blah blah blah. You can go ahead and star it. So you can go ahead and say, I just want to look at my stars, and then you can either use the result or use the expression. So there's a couple different ways to show how I arrived at this number that's almost exactly 1, but not quite. And it gives you kind of some funny options, like send us an email, because maybe, I don't know,
email the results?
Like to somebody if you were like, here's how you do it type thing.
Actually, that's kind
of
cool.
Now, if you want to clear your history, they call it tape. It's basically clearing
your
history.
Tape, yeah.
You could even say, let's say somebody was like, hey, you had to, I don't know, work out, a whole page worth of some sort of equation, whatever. You could send the entire tape, which is basically a shot of your history, via email. But here's where it gets really weird. If you go into settings and you go into under conversion, you go to categories and units, you start getting some crazy stuff. So you've got stuff like speed, temperature, mass, length. Oh, that's kind of cool. Data size. But if you go into this is not where I was. Ooh, no. I'm in the wrong place here. If you go to
big number for such a little girl.
Isn't it though? What? Isn't it though?
Are you calculating?
No, hold on a second, Sarah. Where were you? Temperature, Celsius, speed. No, I'm not in the right place. I thought I was. No, this is actually kind of nice too, because it'll just convert stuff on the fly, right?
Do they call it a bot? It doesn't do it for you. I guess it does.
It absolutely does.
That's kind of cool.
It's CalcBot. Yeah. Now, CalcBot Pro is something that you can upgrade to, but we're not even going to talk about that. We're just going to talk about regular old CalcBot because it's good enough.
Yeah.
Hold on a second, Sarah. Think about what you're doing here, because I did this earlier and I was so excited about showing you guys. It was in my settings, right? Settings, categories and units. Dag nabbit.
Hold on there.
Okay, that's what it was. Constants. If you go into the constants area, you can go ahead and add a variety of constants. Or here are some of the default constants that even somebody who's like really... Well, if you're as familiar with math as obviously the people who made CalcBot, you're just going to laugh at me and be like, you're such a noob. But some of this stuff is...
No, I don't know Euler's constant.
Off
the top of my head,
like,
are you kidding?
Would you like to turn on magnetic flux quantum?
Yeah.
Would you like to turn on molar volume of ideal gas?
Absolutely. I need more moles.
How about proton Compton wavelength?
Compton?
How about standard
straight
atmosphere?
Straight out of Compton wavelength?
That's right. Second radiation constant, not the first, the second. I don't know. I just love this stuff.
So when you turn on, what happens? It just knows it?
Well, it's basically like, it's like saying this is something that if all other...
If I see this, use it.
Yeah, if all other variables change, this is something that we know to be true, right? That's what a constant would be. Anyway, as you can see, there's a lot going on with CalcBot.
Does it have
it's
graphs?
Completely free. Yeah, it's got everything.
That's neat.
It's got everything.
I like this. How much? Free?
Free.
See, now that's the thing. You have a kind of very rudimentary calculator, right?
Yeah.
So you have.
Why not have a better one?
But if you're gonna do it, might as well. I mean, there's so much better you could do, and there are a lot of very expensive paid calculators. I like it that there's a free replacement
CalcBot
that has lots of cool stuff in it.